I had deferred item 10, which is our reports item. And item 10A is trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. Are there any trustee reports?
There is one.
All right. John?
Many of us sitting at the table were at the Calipars and at Silverado meeting 2 weeks ago. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. What I try and do in taking notes on these meetings is pick items, one that would be of interest to our role on the board, and secondly, might be something of just general interest but unique, and hopefully it's not too much. This is broken down by the titles of the presentations that we all attended. The first one being Investing Amid Geographical Uncertainties, kind of interesting one. Uncertainty varies by country. Focuses on 5 to 6 countries. The world has entered into a period of stagnation on global trade. More focus on regional trade agreements. Supply chains have become more important. U.S. share of trade versus emerging markets has gone down. Emerging market share of the total over the last 20 years has gone up. Key question, what will happen with China's current government? Speaker believes they are an adversary. Some of China's prior output is being transferred to India. Japan has a huge labor shortage. Germany faces great economic problems. Mexico has lots of crime and corruption problems. South Africa is declining. National debt continues to grow. Asia is the area of fastest growth. Interest rates in most of the world are higher than they are here in the U.S. They do not expect the U.S. to take over Greenland. Tariffs will require that we pay more for goods. The speaker was excited about the future of Brazil and does not have any inflation projections. That was the first hour. They're a little less extensive. Second part was Paul Angelo. Our Paul is the Calipars Man of the Year. And he got recognized for that and awarded and a trophy for his home cabinet. And
excellent. And that's good.
Excellent thing they did. Next segment, Market Snapshot. And this was Goldman Sachs being the employer of the individual making the presentation. Economic growth still strong. Inflation will continue to slow to about 2.5%. Economic growth still, I said that before, sorry about that. Expect some increase in unemployment, should stay close to 4%. Expect 2 Fed 25 basis points reductions this year. Expect tariffs to be about 4% of gross domestic product this year, which is slightly higher than it has been. Anticipate regulations will ease. Anticipate equity markets to remain resilient, up to 11% this year and 7% in 2026. The U.S. is still the place to invest, primarily large cap blue chips. 40% of companies in the small cap index are unprofitable. Kind of interesting. International markets are cheaper than U.S. markets. Artificial intelligence is still a growth story. Gold should reach $3,000 per ounce by the end of the year. In fact, it's already touched three. They do not recommend commodities. For the next 10 years, assuming earnings per share growth at 3%, this is much lower than for the last 10 years. They are positive about private credit. They, like India, believe that GDP could grow 10% annually for years. Next segment, disruptive technologies focus on healthcare. We have an aging population and a shortage of doctors. Dr. David can probably confirm that. Medical costs are rising much faster than inflation. There is a huge effort to develop drugs to fight obesity. Artificial intelligence is speeding up the reading of x-rays. As a country, we are 39th in average care realized, but best in the world for the top 25% of our citizens by income. The rise of total portfolio approach, this was something sort of new to me. The TPA became very quickly the acronym of choice for that this presentation. Presentation is focused on alternatives industry, comprised of everything but public equities, public debt, and cash. So everything else. Alternatives, which are, that's 79% of investments picked out of somewhere. The alternative 21% include natural resources, infrastructure, hedge funds, real estate, private equities, and private debt, all of which we hear a lot about here. TPA is not a specific model. It's a range of investment approaches. It is an empowering governance structure that seeks a single rate of return. Every asset in the portfolio must compete with every other asset. It's kind of interesting when you think about bonds competing with equities and overall the years in which equities exceeded bonds. It requires a change in investment culture in which each employee is compensated only on total portfolio gains. And the most successful structure has been the barbell approach, which we use, of course. I'm getting there. following 1-1-2013. Substantial savings have been realized by the adoption of the PEPTRA required benefit reductions. 58% of active members now, for the speaker, are active members under PEPTRA as opposed to legacy members. Relatively little impact by PEPTRA on recruiting and retention, and some impact on union negotiations, but there does not appear to be much pressure to improve benefits. Finally, the independence ruling on Lucera versus Lucera County. This, again, I think is of interest to us. Case summary, who has the authority to hire, set classifications, and compensate staff, Lucera or the county? Historically, compensation has been determined by Lucera. But in 2017, L.A. County decided to take an active role in setting Lucera key employee compensation. Generally, the county would pay less. The statutory authority is conflicting, and the issue is before the California Supreme Court, with a decision expected in 2026 as to who sets Lucera's compensation for key employees. Stated key issues, if the county controls, Lucera will have a harder time recruiting key employees. The plan itself needs compensation control for recruiting and retention purposes. If the county is concerned on the county side, if the county is concerned about controlling, the county is concerned, I'm sorry, about controlling costs and managing compensation culture. Anyway, that was 2 days of input. I thought, for the most part, well done, and I enjoyed it.
Thank you, and I appreciate the detailed notes. I was interested in the PEPTRA versus legacy employee post-PEPTRA report card, and interesting on the hiring retention issue, particularly the hiring issue that, at least statistically, PEPTRA has not proved to be an impediment.
It has not proved to be an impediment.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think that depends on the whether or not someone's a higher earner. So with PEPTRA, it caps the amount that you earn that can be used as to calculate your pension. So with attorneys, administrators, medical staff, stuff like that, the value of the pension has gone down substantially compared to legacy. So, yeah. I wonder if that data has been broken down. For those who do not hit that cap in compensation, then it's kind of a wash with the PEPRA changes and so forth.
There's always been under legacy as well a separate funding for benefits in excess of a cap built into the IRS code. I suspect that is still the case.
Yeah, the IRS, that was for folks hired after, I think, 96 or something like that. And then, but the cap is, for the IRS cap, it's like twice as much as what the PEPRA cap is. So it's still, huh?
Like 300,000, something thousand.
I think PEPRA cap is like 140, yeah, but the IRS cap is more like 350 or something.
It's certainly higher than 140 at this point.
155, I think, was either last year or this year, and then 160 or 65 is the next.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you, John. Any other trustee reports? All right.
Yes, I should. Well, no, I need to make a report. I think we're all supposed to report, aren't we, when we attend a conference at the expense of an agency. So I also was at the conference, and I think John has just, as usual, given a really comprehensive summary of some really great, interesting workshops. Yeah, I was also fascinated by the PEPRA presentation simply because we've all lived it the last 13 years, just the concerns, the litigation. And I really was interested to see that it's estimated it saved employers about $5.8 billion over the last 10 years. And it, over the next 10 years, expect to save another $26.5 billion. But yeah, there are definitely those concerns about hiring, how it's going to impact that. I found the CalSTRS really interesting as well. And I'm not going to go through all the other presentations, but I really found them informative and useful. So that's my report.
Excellent. Thank you, Candace. Any other trustee reports?
Everyone who was there needs to say something.
I think it would
possible after the Jones report.
I'd just be gilding the lily.
So I'll exercise a little shared discretion and indicate that if any trustee who attended the CalIPERS General Assembly has any items in addition to those that have already been reported on that are different from what has been reported on, this is an opportunity to bring that out, but I certainly appreciate that John and Candace gave very thorough reports. So does anybody have anything to add to what has already been reported?
Yes, it was a fantastic location. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend you go and spend a few nights. Absolutely great service. Probably the best I've ever had.
Excellent. All right. Any other trustee comments on the CalIPERS?
I'd like to add myself as a co-sponsor.
We're all honorary co-sponsors of John's reports.
I would add that on the post-PEPRA talk, that was our Siegel actuary that was talking about the final numbers. And as he pointed out, you know, once again, the actuaries proved correct across the 10 plus years that we're at. So,
excellent. Thank you for that. Don't let the...
Can I just add one anecdote? Samson was there with his trusty comfort dog from Confire, a beautiful dog that came over and sat down and nudged right between my knees and got very comfortable there. And I thought, that's cute. And Samson said, no, she's either alerted on the fact that you are under stress, you have low blood sugar, or you're pregnant.
Or a combination.
So I made it clear that I never want to see that dog again.
Quite a conference. Okay. Any other comments? All right, I'm not seeing any hands up, so let's move on to staff reports. Christina.
So we are in March, which we know is our busiest month of the year. Retirements currently are at 116 for the month. This time last year, they were at 111. So we're trending about the same level we were last year. And then Mitch Taylor from Investments, he's going to be one of those retirees. He's retiring at the end of the month. Yeah. Yeah. So we're very happy for Mitch.
I don't think that's been approved and cleared. Good for him.
Yeah. And then lastly, we are working on this year redoing the audio in this room. So we've met with a vendor who attended our last board meeting just to see how our audio is used and the screens and that sort of thing. And one of the new products that is out there is that the microphones replace some of the ceiling tiles so that you don't have to turn your microphones on and off. You'll just be able to speak, and the microphones will be above you and pick up on that. So that looks like the direction that we'll be moving in, and we're getting a quote on that, and there will be more to follow on it.
Yeah, I'll be interested in that. Those sound like production mics that you might encounter in a Broadway play or a regional theater, similar technology, right? There are pros and cons to that, so we might want to think about that. So I think we should proceed cautiously on that.
It sounds a lot like when my watch says, I found this on the internet. And I'm thinking, I wasn't even talking to you. Yeah. It's always listening.
Yeah, well, it's great technology, but it does have its limits.
Yeah, and I visited Santa Barbara Retirement when Sackers was there maybe last year. And they have them in their ceiling and have been using them for a little while for their board meetings, and so far have been pretty good. But it is microphones that are always on, so just like at the other location, if you're whispering to each other, they're going to hear it.
Hot mic alert for you, yeah. Jerry.
So that would be helpful also for hearing impaired, for audience, and then also on the board.
Yes, and they're right now in this room, we don't have speakers besides the one right in front of you on the table. So when your microphone is on, your speaker turns off. With those, there will be speakers in the ceiling too, so that you'll always be able to hear it.
Yeah. So. Now, would the high ceiling have any problem picking stuff up being at the ceiling so high?
Or? It's not supposed to. And the Santa Barbara Retirement, their ceiling was about the same height. So, and some of the, we did a test run on their system to kind of see what it was like because it was new to us.
All right.
That's it.
Well, that sounds exciting, but yeah, I'll be curious as to what the performance actually pans out to be when you test it. Mm-hmm. Any other staff report?
Nope.
All right. Hearing none. So I'm going to call on. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, Mike.
I just want to tell the rest of the board that apparently there was nobody out there that had guts enough to run against Louis, me, or David, so you're stuck with us for another 3 years.
A formidable group. No one wanted to wade in.
Manny, Moe, and Jack.
So
Very moving group.
At this time...